This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Attorney General of the state of New York has some questions for cell phone companies. Eric Schneiderman wants to know why they're not supporting what's called a kill switch, where if your phone is stolen, you can send a message that turns it into a brick, basically making it useless for the would-be thieves. The mobile carriers are crying foul, as Marketplace's Bree Benishore explains.
Anthony Murphy works at a hair salon where...
My phone has been stolen 3 times.
Two of those times, he actually got his phone back by using a tracking app.
And I rode around the police car looking for it and tracking down my phone. It was kind of fun, actually.
But one of those times, he couldn't track it because the phone was turned off. That's why U.S. attorneys, including San Francisco District Attorney George Gascon, want a kill switch that would make a phone unusable and reduce the incentive to steal it. Samsung came up with one for its phones, but Gascon says cell phone carriers, including Sprint, AT&T, U.S. Cellular, and T-Mobile, all barred it.
We believe that one of the reasons why they have done so is because it really impacts their bottom line, their ability to sell insurance and some of the other products that they sell.
No, we have not rejected the kill switch.
Crystal Davis is a spokesperson for Sprint.
In fact, we are working with a number of handset vendors to work on a kill switch type feature.
A spokesperson for Verizon made the same claim. Both carriers say they want a kill switch, but one that works for all phones, not just one brand, and that having a different kill switch system for every type of phone is onerous.
Nothing's ever as simple as it seems.
Ian Gillett heads IGR, a wireless industry market research group.
We read all day about accounts and passwords being hacked.
He says a kill switch could be hacked too, and preventing abuse of that, whether by hackers or by an ex, takes time. District Attorney Gascon isn't buying it, though. He wants cell phone carriers to give him a written explanation by the end of the month. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.